Again, welcome everyone. Good to see so many happy faces after so long. I know many come from great distances. We thank the Lord for traveling mercies. And we praise Him that we're headed to great distances as well. Perhaps today.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 10 tells us, He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that He might fill all things. Hebrews chapter 10, we read again of the Lord Jesus. This man, verse 12, after He had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. The question through the ages is, who is God? I don't think in our lifetime we have ever seen the Lord's people so afflicted as in these last days and made public. Which is really a challenge to each one of us concerning Christ, concerning our faith, concerning what we believe. We were exercised then to take a renewed look on the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Often reading these portions, they're familiar verses. But in the study of them, the careful study of them, they satisfy our souls as to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Who He is. His greatness. His excellencies. His glory. What would we have thought had we been on the Mount of Transfiguration with Peter, James, and John, and seen this blessed person transfigured in the glory that He had in heaven that was displayed to them on earth. Really, we, as always, become darkened by the world around us. But we have the light of God in us. The Spirit of God who is always available and willing to reveal the person of the Lord Jesus to us. That we might not be discouraged. Imagine the fearless attitude of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Throw us in the fire. We know our God. We are confident in Him. And we will not change or bow down to another person. Man was inferior and is. God is great and glorious and eternal. And so we thought we might just delight in recapping these verses and allowing the Spirit of God to again reveal Christ to us. So, the first reading is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, and Brother Bill will read the verses, the portions to us.
A reading from Hebrews in chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. The emphasis here is the glory of his person. Hebrews 1, verse 1. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and holding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. In chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Thus far.